You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Hank Sowell with the United States Armed Forces Honor Guard. And good morning, Hank.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for reaching out. I always tell folks, some of my interviews are booked regularly, like the city council and the mayor, the second and fourth Monday and Tuesday morning, and I keep other slots open and encourage folks to request an interview. So I'm glad you did, because I don't know what the United States Armed Forces Honor Guard is.
Well, thank you for having me this morning. I would like to share a few things with you about our Honor Guard, what we do, and who we are. There are three hallowed parts to a veteran's military funeral or celebration of life. They are the rifle volley, the playing of taps, and the folding of the United States flag. All honorably discharged members of all branches of the military are entitled to at least two of these honors. Not all are entitled to the rifle volley. This is based on the rank of the individual and their time of service. The reason for this has to do with the number of active duty personnel available today that are able to provide the rifle volleys. Here in Baldwin County, there's a small group of volunteers, veterans, known as the United States Armed Forces Honor Guard of Baldwin County. We are individuals who have served in any of the six branches of the military, all of whom have answered the call to provide full honors, including the rifle volleys, for all veterans and their families, regardless of their rank and years of service. These honors are provided with dignity and respect. In 2021, the Honor Guard participated in 176 funerals, and in 2022, 171 funerals at cemeteries around the county, with a majority of them at the Alabama State Veterans Cemetery on Highway 225 in Spanish Fort.
That's remarkable. That's awesome.
So far this year, we have participated in 23 ceremonies. In addition to performing military honors, the Baldwin County Honor Guard also participates in a number of patriotic ceremonies throughout the year in Baldwin County, especially on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. These events are intended to promote a sense of patriotism to all Baldwin County residents and are conducted at local schools, churches, the Fairhope Bluff, the American Legion Post 199 in Fairhope, retirement homes, and many other locations around the county. The United States Armed Forces Honor Guard of Baldwin County is made up of veterans of all ranks and from all branches of service. Many have served during times of war, and some have not. Age, rank, number of years of service have no bearing on whether an individual can become a part of this unique group. To all of our veterans, the Honor Guard would like to thank you for your service and continued support of our active military members and veterans. We have a unique opportunity for you to continue serving your country and fellow veterans while enjoying the camaraderie of the Honor Guard. You can be a vital part of honoring a fellow service member and their family. If you or someone has been honorably discharged and would like to give back to our fellow veterans, please consider becoming a member of this unique group of individuals. Training and uniforms are provided. All that is required is a passion to continue serving your country in a different but similar capacity. For additional information, please feel free to visit our website at usafhgofbc.org. Again, that's usafhgofbc.org. Or you can just simply go to your computer, your search engine, and type in Armed Forces Honor Guard of Baldwin County, and that will take you to our website. You can also contact me, Hank Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L, at 251-401-4443, and I will get back to you just as soon as I can.
That number again, please.
Is 251-401-4443.
And I found it. I simply Googled U.S. Armed Forces Honor Guard, Baldwin County, and the website came right up that you were talking about. And do you have a home base where the the members meet and organize?
Yes, we do. We are at the Scenic Overlook in Spanish Fort. That is what our headquarters building, and we call it the Nest. And that's where we gather for training. We have our membership meetings there. The city of Daphne was kind enough to let us use this building, and we maintain the building for the city.
Oh, you know, I've often wondered what happened to the Scenic Overlook. So I knew who you were without realizing who you were. Most all of us have attended funerals before where a flag has been folded or the honorary shots have been fired, and didn't realize what all went into it. So when a family has a veteran that passes, do they reach out to you? How do you find the person to honor?
Normally, what happens is when a veteran passes away, when they go to the funeral home has contact information for the parent service.
I see. Okay.
So if you're an Army veteran and you walk in and you present your DD-214, then the funeral home will contact the Army, and then they will contact the local representative. We work with the Army National Guard out of Fort Whiting in Mobile, and then when they get the funeral scheduled, then they will call us to help support them in their service.
I see. That's good, because that eliminates a step that a grieving family has to think about.
Right.
Very interesting. So you're looking for people to join and help perform these honors at burials.
Yes, ma'am. Right now, we currently have 24 members on our active roles, and we are able to support, like this year, we've already done 23 this year.
In a month and a half. 175 in 1 year with 24 individuals. That's quite a task, but what great service from your heart to be able to do that. But y'all need some help.
We do need help, and that's why we're here this morning. We're asking for anyone who has served and who has been honorably discharged and who can provide a DD-214 to contact us, and we would be happy to discuss further your interest in our organization and bring you on board.
And it is completely volunteer, of course.
It is completely volunteer, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, anything else, Hank, that you want us to know about the U.S. Armed Forces Honor Guard? We have it covered.
I believe we've covered it all. We just, I thank all of my fellow Honor Guard members for their time and their service and their efforts, and we would look forward to having anybody that's interested in joining our organization. We feel that it's necessary that we honor our brothers and sisters. You know, they're approximately 20,000 veterans that live in Baldwin County. And of that number, there's approximately 8,000 Vietnam veterans. And, you know, we're losing our Korean War veterans now along with our Vietnam veterans. You know, most of our World War II veterans are gone. We are doing a service this coming week for a 96-year-old Navy vet from World War II.
Wow.
So we, you know, we're getting to that age, you know. We're the average age of a veteran in Baldwin County is 71.
71, that's all.
71.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And I think the average age of a man now is in their 80, low 80s.
Well, you know, so, you take into consideration now.
Taking the veteran,
We've got the Afghan veterans, the Iraqi
that's
veterans
true.
And everything. The younger guys, and when you average it all out.
Okay. All right, and what's the phone number again for those that may not go online that want to reach out and help serve?
It's 251-401-4443.
That's an easy number to remember, 401-4443. That will ring to you?
That will ring to me, yes, ma'am, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Hank Sowell. And, of course, you can also just Google, like I did, U.S. Armed Forces Honor Guard, and put in the word Baldwin. You'll get straight to their local Baldwin County website. Thank you, Hank, for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you letting us know about your services and reaching out to hopefully get more folks to help.
We hope so.
It is now 8:32 and 61 degrees. WABF, good morning.